Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush with you on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th. And Pioneers. And Bill, what does Shin Daddy have going on a Thursday up in Creighton today?
It's Thigh Thursday.
Thigh Thursday.
So when you come in, it's real simple. It's basically Thigh Appreciation Day. And so when you come in, you'll have a series of squats that you'll do. And some will be just body weight. There'll be a little bit of added weight. And so you will do a total of 44 squats. And then over on at the other end of the lobby right there, Shin Daddy is frying up chicken thighs. So after you finish up your thigh workout with your squats, you head directly to the other side of the lobby, and Shin Daddy has fried chicken for you, fried chicken thighs.
Yes.
So while you're banking, you're going to get fitness, food, and finance.
Between you and Heyman and Grandma, I don't know what to make of all this.
Grandma kind of threw me a little bit there. Wait till Grandma goes to coffee and steal all of her gold and try to get down as fast as you can to the
don't do this.
Don't say anything about it.
My side's hurting. Be quiet.
He's had side stitches over here.
Where's all my old rings at, Bobby? I don't know. Grandma?
Third Heyman's. Heyman's got them.
The Heyman's jewelry.
Anywho, Shin Daddy Thigh Thursday.
Right.
Chicken's got to be at there. Chicken. So is that white thighs. Meat? Is that white meat?
That's white meat, right, Bill? Is that white meat?
Thigh's a dark meat.
Dark
guys.
Meat. Okay.
Thigh's a dark meat. Thigh's a dark meat. Yes.
Thank
but
you.
That will be a very good, the thigh meal. It's a very edible part of the chicken. It's really good. It's easy to eat. So he'll have thighs, and they're all bone in. He wanted to make sure everybody knew that they're bone in thighs. But the fry, the smell when you walk in a fried chicken will be a nice smell there in the bank.
So there's there's no option to get like a breast, a white meat.
No, it's Thigh Thursday. Yeah, it's thighs only.
I think that could, I'm not saying turn people away, but a lot of people, I'm not a dark meat person.
I get the theme though, it's Thigh Thursday.
I get the theme.
The people get the theme. You push back on chicken
wings. Wings is more of a dark meat, Steve.
Oh, is it though?
Yes.
Not the kind I get, because I don't get bone in. See?
Yeah.
You get the bone, you get the chicken nuggets right. Then.
No, not chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets is what he gets.
No.
A boneless wing is a chicken nugget.
Guys,
yeah, so they're not chicken Thursday. They'll be busy with that.
Okay. So you got 44
deep squats for to help get the thighs in shape for then some thigh meat being fried.
Have you been doing squats?
Yes.
He's preparing for thigh
Thursday.
That's
not the answer I expected.
Of course.
Are you seriously? When you go over to that place that you go, was it Genesis?
Yes.
Genesis, yes. I've been doing some squats here. There was a, because it's, everyone knows this, Steve, it's Squattober.
So, I wasn't aware, actually.
No, you missed out on that one. Squattober.
Okay. You haven't been following the Squattober calendar, Steve?
No.
Yes.
It's midway through the month. Where have you been?
I'm thrown by this whole.
We're midway through. You can still get involved in it, though, Steve.
Shin Daddy has quite an event today.
Well, yes, it's Thursday.
I still want to push back on stealing grandma's jewelry.
We don't condone that on the stool.
For financial gain for the youth of America.
We do condone going to Creighton for fitness, food, and finance for Thigh Thursdays, as Bill just said there.
Yes, we do.
The three Fs, sir.
We do. That's in Creighton, Nebraska.
That's right, at Midwest Bank.
Yes, Creighton, Nebraska, up in the kind of...
The northeast part.
Northeast part.
Yes. 464-5685, call or text, as always. Last year, Nebraska had the exact same record as right now through the midway point. They were 5-1 before the horror show they had in Bloomington, the 56-7 loss at Indiana, which led to four straight losses. So Nebraska was trying to get to a bowl game for the first time since 2016. It took till mid-November after a 5-1 start to clinch that bowl game when they beat Wisconsin here in Lincoln.
Yeah, that was actually November 23rd, so almost late.
Late November, after getting five wins by mid-October.
Mm-hmm.
But they did make a bowl game and went 7-6. My question for you and the listeners at 464-5685 is, why is this year different? Both years, 5-1 last year, 5-1 this year. Is it purely because of the schedule that this will be different than last year, or is it something else?
Very different schedule. At Indiana, so last year, you mentioned, you know where they went after that, right?
Ohio State.
They went to Ohio State. Now, they played well, but... Then it was UCLA, which wasn't a good team, but played
a bad loss in Lincoln.
Then it was at USC, which wasn't a great USC team, but it's still
at USC.
Yeah, Wisconsin, then at Iowa. Yeah, it's schedule. It's a schedule discussion, right?
Pure.
Yeah, wouldn't you say Nebraska's defense last year was better?
Oh, I think numbers wise they were better, weren't they, Steve? A little bit.
Think about it up front. What they had.
Yeah. And you would have to say yes if you just said the simplest of terms of Ty and Nash.
Yeah.
Would just those two. Butler also would be one that would stand out. So just some of that, Gifford in the back end. But there would be some players there that, yes, you would. I think everyone right now would agree that it would probably be an upgrade if you had those two back.
Yeah, inside. I would. Yeah, and I always count MJ Sherman in that discussion. Sherman,
yes, correct.
So what you're talking about. You're right. It's Ty number one, Nash number two, Butler probably number three, and then Sherman. Those guys, Sherman gets, for some reason, MJ Sherman gets left out of conversations, and he shouldn't. He was a good. Wouldn't you say, Bill, he's a pretty good guy against the run?
Yes, he was. Tough. He was stout. He was. He's someone that is definitely missed. Mm-hmm. Which for sure would be obviously in the mix this year. But the difference of playing at 5-1 to play Minnesota Northwestern instead of Indiana Ohio State.
Oh.
One was the national champion last year, and one other one went to the playoffs.
Right.
And so that's a giant difference as you look at the next two games.
Yeah, the schedule's not – I mean, it's not a complete cakewalk for Nebraska because you have some road trips that are –
We just point out Northwestern, if they could be 3-1 in the conference after this week, and they just beat Penn State. Again, a down Penn State team with the injuries and Shane Franklin getting fired, but they won at Penn State last week. Cannot push back on that.
No, I'm not.
They could be 5-2 coming here next week overall.
Yeah.
But also, think about last year. I mean, you went from, you were 5-1, the offense was not great, and then, of course, you made a change at coordinator in November. You brought in Dana Holgorsen in early, you know, mid-November for the USC game. Of course, he finished in Wisconsin and finishes out the season.
Yeah.
You're not going to have that happen this year. No, you have your guy.
Uh-huh. You have more continuity on that side of the ball, obviously.
Absolutely.
That helps. Why is it different? It's mainly schedule. I mean, God dang, it's a good question when you really think about it. It's not that much difference. It's mainly a schedule thing. I mean, it really is. Are they that much better this year?
I don't know if they are. I mean, I think offensively, yes, because you have Holgorsen, a full year of Holgorsen versus three games of him like last year.
You're better at receiver.
Yeah.
You're definitely better at receiver.
Go ahead. It's about a wash. I think everybody would pretty clearly say that offense is better than last year. Defense, not as good as last year. So it's basically about an even as last year. So the schedule jumps out at you the most.
And special teams.
Absolutely. Yeah, we didn't get to that level. Yes.
Right. Special teams is important in this particular conversation because it's
100.
It's dramatically better.
Yeah.
Dramatically better.
I was going to say significantly, but it's probably dramatically. Yeah, it's probably dramatically. So they're, I mean, let's face it. I mean, if you just want to break it down, Nebraska's got a great chance to be 7-1. I don't go all in on the conversation because I still don't completely trust it all.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, they got to go to Minnesota. Yeah, they should win. I was telling Jake in the break, Bill, they should win this game 42-13, something like that. I think they should.
I agree. I think it should be a minimum 21-point win. Like I said, you study the defense. I watched those guys a bunch. Just last week, I watched the whole game. They don't rush the passer. They don't match up well in the back end. On the other side of the ball, they don't run the football.
Right.
And the quarterback's not athletic. So this adds up for, you know, give Minnesota some credit for somehow beating a Rutgers team, which I'm not sure how they did that. Probably because Rutgers on defense is a fail. But no, the game shouldn't be close. And it shouldn't be close. I mean, it should be at halftime pretty much over.
And saying that, Bill and Jake, you're kind of giving Nebraska a compliment, right?
Yes.
That we're expecting Nebraska to go to a road environment in the Big Ten and win easily. That's a compliment.
This is a team that last week was showing signs at times of putting Maryland away early on.
Right.
But interceptions, got it. Three picks by Raiola, and that happens. You know, last week, Minnesota wins because they got a pick six against Purdue. That was why they won that football game. Their offense was not great. They had a massive pick six to change that game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with Nebraska, is that if you do that again, that's why this game becomes close. If you give the ball away like you did versus Maryland.
Yeah, you're looking for Nebraska, and I think this is kind of what you're saying. You're looking for Nebraska, like a next step for Nebraska would be to actually step on somebody's throat.
Yes.
I mean, they were up 10-0 on Maryland, then I think it was 24-14.
Correct, up 10 twice.
Yeah, up 10 twice. Now, at that point, you're saying, just put this, make this go away. Make Maryland go away now. And they didn't. But I think Maryland's better than Minnesota. I think you can make Minnesota go away if you play well, like you said. If you don't turn it over, if you're not sloppy, if you just go up there and play your game, you should be able to put them away. That's a compliment. That suggests progress. Because Minnesota, they're 4-2 and 2-1. That's the odd thing. We're not talking about 1-4.
Terrible team, no.
Yeah, we're not talking about 1-4 and 0-3. So I guess what we're talking about is some progress, but you got to see it.
I like this texter. His name Arnie and Carney chimes in the text.
Well, I like Arnie and Carney.
He says, big difference from last year. Did you guys mention that was Dylan had 6 starts under his belt this time last year. Now he's got 19 starts.
Big.
Experience from the quarterback obviously is huge.
Oh, this is a big game for Dylan coming off a 3-interception game. It is. It's big. You want to walk. He has 5 interceptions in the last 3 games. That's got to stop.
That's a problem. Yeah,
that's got to stop. He's got to be mindful of it. And I don't know, Bill, you're the coach here. I guess I could be.
That's why when you can also get into, Jake, you can pull up Minnesota's schedule. It's kind of the same thing where you just want to, you know, You know, that's kind of, well, you know, they're 4-2.
It's a bad schedule.
They beat Purdue. They beat Rutgers.
what are you saying?
Here's their wins, Bill. Yeah. Purdue, Rutgers, Northwestern State, and Buffalo.
No, it's bad. I mean, it's not good.
That's where the whole conversation of left side, right side, where it's like it's wins and losses, and that just they said that's the things that don't. It's like it's not comparative. You can't. Their schedule is I mean, to lose to Cal.
Oh God.
Is a rough game for them to go out there and lose to them. So their four wins are almost non-existent.
Northwestern State. I wonder what that team looks like. Northwestern.
Well, they've gotten beat by 70. Yeah, let's get their record here. A couple times.
Yeah, they've had some horrific losses this year.
Horrific losses.
Random surge in Northwestern State because it's bad. They got beat by Minnesota, whose offense is very average, 66-0.
They gave up 66 to Minnesota.
Then they lost the next week to Cincinnati, 70-0.
Oh boy.
Oh my God. This is going to blow your mind. So. The last game that Northwestern State just played last week, they went on the road to our friends from Houston Christian, who were in Lincoln, and they got beat 20-17 by Houston Christian on the road. Yeah. We just saw them. You know, they were not
very
good.
That's incredible, Jake. Nice research on you. That. So, yes, their wins are – you don't go, well, they're 4-2. That
they're
doesn't
not
matter.
Great.
I will say Northwestern State did beat Alcorn State in the first game. So they have one win this year in Northwestern State, but that's it. So there's your random research on Northwestern State.
So yeah, then Nebraska, I mean, Northwestern at home, you should get that up, right?
Yes. And then, I mean, yes, Northwestern's playing better, but still it's Northwestern. Would the fan base would be in a meltdown if we lost either one of these next two games.
It would, and then you get USC, and that is looking more and more like 11 a.m. It's all
trending
setting up
way.
Incredibly
yeah,
well for
you
Nebraska.
Want the 11 a.m. for, because USC, that's 9 o'clock, their clock, and you noticed against when they played Illinois, they didn't wake up until the
Sunday. God, no, they
it
didn't.
Took them a while.
They looked horrific.
Yeah, I did. I watched that game from start to finish, and you're exactly right. They didn't look right. USC. They did not look right. They didn't look awake for the game.
No.
So that
they
would
weren't
be
awake for it. Yeah.
Yeah, Nebraska's scheduled. It does it. You're seldom going to get a schedule like this. That's this man.
This will probably be the best schedule that they'll ever have in the Big Ten. It's not the same next year.
It might be.
The timing of the games. They got Cincinnati early, who's a way better team, and then also that game's a 3-point game with Cincinnati driving. They were in field goal range mm-hmm. and they threw the pick.
Yep.
Well, what if that game's in Indianapolis and Cincinnati doesn't give the game up to come to Arrowhead?
Yeah, different.
I mean, there's a chance of being different, right?
Sure.
You can honestly say there'd be a chance of that game being different if it was played in Indy instead of in Arrowhead.
Yeah.
So everything is lined up. It's like the magical alignment of seasons.
Yep.
And then there's been some things, like you said, that you catch a break on different stuff, and they've caught those breaks and they've stayed ridiculously healthy. So it's one of those.
God, yes, they should be in good shape here. You just have to kind of screw it up in the next two for sure.
That's why you have Nebraska fans that are believing that things have changed, but they also have the fear of, hey, this has happened before.
I know.
And last year, 5-1. Like, yes, as Bill said, people would be very upset if they lose either of these games at Minnesota or at home against Northwestern, but until they do it, you're going to have people still a little bit on edge.
Is it people, Jake, or is it you?
Not just me. I speak on behalf of the fan base, usually. Typically. Jake, I try to be the voice of the fans.
You speak for a lot of people.
Just the fans.
Jake speaks for the fan base. Jake is the voice of fan base.
Now, here's a question from Ryan in Delaware. Let's go back to
Delaware.
We are at the midway point of the season.
Tough loss last night.
That was at Jack State. Sorry, Ryan.
Sorry.
He says, all right, hey, guys.
What?
Dylan is on pace to be a 30-touchdown and 10-interception guy this year. If I would have told you at the beginning of the year, would you have taken that? If that was what he did. He's on pace for 32 touchdowns, 10 picks, and 3,100 yards passing.
I'd take it. I'd take that. 30 touchdowns? That's good.
Yeah. We haven't seen that ever, right, at Nebraska?
Bill Ferragamo.
What did Joe Gann throw for?
Oh, here? God. He threw for a lot.
He threw for 30 touchdowns?
No, I don't know about 30, but go ahead and look it up.
Yeah,
I'd take 30-10. It'd be nice to shave off a couple picks in that, like 38. Then you'd be one of the best quarterbacks in the Big Ten probably, right?
Joe Gann threw for 25 touchdowns in 2008.
How many picks?
11.
25-11.
Mm-hmm. And 3,500 yards.
God, Joe could. Boy, Joe was good. He was good. Anyway, yeah, 30-10. I take that. I mean, this is a big Dylan discussion. It's always a big quarterback discussion. He's just got to knock down those interceptions.
He does.
He's playing pretty well, though, besides that. I mean, he rallied him in the fourth quarter. 2 80-yard drives.
That's not easy. Impressive fourth quarter, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
Not easy to
do. Knock off the pick.
Not easy to do, necessarily.
Yeah. Before we get to break, Bill, it is speaking season across this country. You are part of this with Mid-America Speakers Bureau. They went from 7 speakers to 85-plus, which you are part of. They vet these speakers very, very deeply, right? They're very rigid on their vetting process.
Very rigid on it. They do an incredible job. Like you said, and when right now there's a panic mode going on all around in all these organizations of who is going to be our speaker. And when you have 85 like that, basically you have is you have 85 different topics that people can hit on. It's not all like, well, yeah, they all kind of have the same message. Everything is completely different. And so you get a chance to reach out, talk to Tyler, talk to him out there in Central City, have a plan, and then be able to go from there. And then you get to see these guys on the website. You get to vet them yourselves. And then Tyler will have all the different personal times where he can talk to you about here's where they've spoken at, and here is a reference for you to reach out to talk to.
The website is midamericasb.com. It's for Speakers Bureau, midamericasb.com. Based in Central City. Give him a shout today.
This isn't just a Nebraska thing, though.
No, he's just nationwide.
No. He has people all over the country.
Wow. That just dawned on me.
Yeah.
This isn't just a Nebraska thing.
Based in Nebraska. Nationwide. MidAmericaSB.com. Bill's Thrills is next.
The Thrills.
On Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.